This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you for activity of upon the wound of us. Thank you for grace that you give. Even the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You, God, who have commanded light to shine out of darkness, so it can shine in our heart to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We are grateful for you, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Thank you for that great love where you have loved us. Thank you for the shining of your face, the communicating of your truth to us. We are grateful. We honor you, Jesus. We are thankful. We lift up you, Son of God. Glory to you, Lord. Adoration to you, Son of God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come and communicate light to us. Your seven spirit will come and enlighten us. You will show us the way to walk. We walk in the way of grace. And we walk in the way of truth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Son of God. Glory to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Since last time that the Holy Ghost began to speak to us, that I came to us to minister by the help of the Spirit, there have been a lot of application more in this season. Both a touch, last week I ministered briefly about the place of the Holy Ghost, the place of the grace, and the place of the mention of wisdom and power. We also, by the Holy Spirit, we also guided into the things of Christ, looking at those conversations that are in Christ. And finally, we got so much grace on the issue of power of God. Then I took time to also say that even in the things of God, there is wisdom of God and hidden wisdom of God that we can see that what the Lord is said to do with us, what the Lord is bringing us into, they are very, very, very high things that we cannot push back. I saw something that called the hidden wisdom of God as secret things. We call it wisdom and secret. It now dawned on me that the word hidden is secret. In the book of Daniel, when Daniel was talking, Daniel 2:20-21. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. The semicolon. He changed times and seasons. He removed kings and settled up kings. He giveth wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep. You see, in book of 1 Corinthians 2, he called, yea, the Spirit has said, yea, the deep things of God. He revealed the deep, but not just deep, and the secret things. There's the deep and secret things. So, but in 1 Corinthians, they call it, yea, They call it the wisdom and hidden wisdom which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Verse 7, we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden. So that word hidden there is the secret wisdom. There's a wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden. He called it, so what they call the wisdom of God there, Daniel called it deep. The wisdom of God which is deep, which agree with Romans chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his wisdom and his way past finding out, for who have known the mind of the Lord, or who have been his counselor. So I'm just going to say, oh, depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways by finding out. So I want us to know something, that both the power and the wisdom are ways. Wisdom, another word for wisdom, are ways. Wisdom are also referred to as ways. Or another name for grace are ways. Ways. So, are ways. So, another word for wisdom, grace. They are all faith. They are all ways. There should be a way. You need to learn the way, or they need to show you the way, or they need to show you the path of life, or path to life. Because when you arrive at the season of power, you are moving to the season of life. So wisdom, another word for wisdom is way. So when you say a man is learning wisdom, a man is learning the way. You are learning, those are the way is the way. So another word for wisdom is way. Where, when you are in the sense of wisdom, under dispensation of any life, either that which is in the Holy Ghost, or that which is in Christ, or in the Son and the Father, the faculty of wisdom is the faculty of ways. The gospel is divided broadly into two. The wisdom of the gospel and the power of the gospel. Or the season of the word and spirit. So the season of spirit is the season of life. Where the season of the word is the season of the way. That's when you are learning and acquiring way. When a man is learning the word, either the word of the kingdom, the word of God, the word of Christ, or the word of this life. So you find out that before they call believer Christian, they were called people of the way. And one made up the way is as a result of the word. Joker said it. The first thing that Christ himself, he said that he is. In John 14:6, he said, I am the way. In John 14:6, he said, just said to him, I am the way. You cannot have access to the truth until you have learned the way. So when he said, I am the way, they mean, I am the word. Because it's the way that we connect it to truth, and truth we connect it to life. And so what it said, I am the way, in Gospel of John chapter 1, from verse, 10 or 12, they make mention of him that he was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him. So those who received him, those, what did they receive? They received him as the way. To them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So I said that the way and the name are the same. What they call the believe on his name there is to believe his ways, which is as a result of his faith, which we are born not of blood, none of the flesh, none of the will of man, but of God. As many as receiving to them, gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which we are born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, but of the will of, not the will of man, but of God. And the world was made flesh and dwelt among us. So when he dwelt among us, you know that they put a bracket trying to copy something. But when he was flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. So what they put in brackets, and we behold his glory, was what the interpreter of the Bible trying to explain dwelling among us, that it is as we behold his glory, the glory as of what? The glory of the beloved Son before he became begotten after resurrection. But it was first of all beloved Son. So the beloved Son is full of grace and truth. So when he said, this is John 1:14. But when he said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he's full of grace and truth. What does it mean to be full of grace? To be full of grace is to be full of way. To be full of grace is to be full of way. Grace is way. Because you use way to train up, to build up, to raise up, to grow up. Before you can commit truth to a man. Like Joker said, if you continue my word, then are you my what? Disciple. Then you shall know the truth, and you shall know the truth. So everything about the gospel, from the beginning of the gospel to the fullness of the gospel, they are all graces. He said, and the child grew and was strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was also what they call filled with wisdom. There was grace of God, which was way. So grace is way. When you say a man has grace, you say a man has way. A man has way. So when you say Joker is full of grace, that means Joker was full of way. Because why? He's a child filled with wisdom. And he said the wisdom means to be filled with wisdom, means to be filled with wisdom of the way. Just Christ has ways. He was being trained of God and was being trained of the Holy Ghost. Because when they start training you as a child, the first thing they train you, God will not give you power until they have trained you with ways. Or you move into the scene of power. So learning grace is learning way. Learning wisdom is learning way. That's when you read in the book of Proverbs, every time the exhortation was given to the son, and I said that he should hear to the wisdom of his father or hear the wisdom of his mother, they said, and do not depart from the way. They connected wisdom to way. And learning have established that wisdom in the pure space, that they connected it, that wisdom is way. In Proverbs 4, 10, 11, yeah, oh my son, I repeat my sayings. The years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. Can you see the way of wisdom? So, way of wisdom, when a man has ways, you say that man is gracious. He will live life graciously because he's living from the way on the inside. Life cannot be lived if you have not acquired his ways. Or if these ways and the path of that life or the path of that law have not been taught you. So, season of learning wisdom and learning grace. So, when they say that Noah found grace, Noah find way with God. So, to find grace is to find way. You also find that in the book of Exodus. The prayer of Moses. He said, you say, I find grace in your sight. Therefore, show me your way. Or you say that, you say, you know me. You have shown me now thy way. Before that, he repeated it in 33, he repeated it in 32, 33, and 34. He started bargaining from 32. That accumulated into 33, and eventually climaxed in 34. Exodus 33, verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou seest unto me, bring God these people, and thou have not let me know whom thou will send with me. Yet thou said, I know thee by name, and thou art also find grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee. So God said in that verse 12, that thou art also find grace. So thou say, I have know thee by name. Yet thou said, I know thee by name, and I have also said, I also find grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have find grace in thy sight, because God has said it. And what was the grace that God told that Moses had found? A big amen. You find it. And when you go to the book of Psalm, Psalm will say, Moses known the way, but the children of Israel know the arts of God. Psalm 103, verse 7. He made know his ways unto Moses. His ways unto Moses. There is art unto the children of Israel. So God, the word has its lines. Then truth are also lines. There's the lines of the word. And there's a line of truth, which is power. If thou find grace in my sight, show me now thy way, that I might know thee. So you can see, I told you something that you need way to know him. There is a knowing God through his ways, through his word, but that is not perfect knowledge of him. There's the perfect knowledge of him. Perfect knowledge of him is to know him, to start knowing him from his law, his covenants, his life, and his person. Those are the word of perfect knowledge. A man can know God unto where he know God acceptably. A man can know God more good as a good, can know God acceptably. A man can know God perfectly. Like the desire of Paul in Philippians 2 and 3 is to know God perfectly and be known as I am known. That was the desire of Paul in Philippians 3. Perfectly known as I am known. And he called that knowing that I may know him and the power of him. So that word is the word of power. When you are in the realm of power, is knowing God intimately and perfectly. You know God more intimately and perfectly. But nobody can move knowing God intimately and perfectly when you have not known him, his ways. Nobody wants you to know him intimately and perfectly if you don't know how to behave around them by their ways of how they do things, because they know that you will take advantage of them. So God, first of all, there's the knowledge of God. Knowledge of God, knowing God through his word. But then knowing God and knowing his power, you know him intimately and knowing him in person. Knowing him with his life. Knowing him with his covenant and his testimony that he will teach you. That's why he told David in the book of Psalm 132, he that children will, before they come to place, if their children will keep my covenant and my testimony, that I shall teach them, their children also. But before they move into covenant and testimony, they have make mention of earlier learning that the student must know. There is a place where you will cause the face of the anointed to shine on them. Arise, O Lord, unto thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priest be clothed, so it's all taught them righteousness. For thy servant David said, turn not away the face of thy anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth unto David. Ye will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. A big amen. So I just want you to see that the season of grace is a season of learning ways of the word of God. And ways are trainers. It's to train your heart. Like, you must know the way of the Spirit when you are learning Holy Ghost. Before you can move into learning the way of Christ, you must learn the way of the Holy Ghost, which is also the way of Jesus. You have to learn the way of Holy Ghost. Many Christians know scripture. Before you can say a man has known the word, when you say you know the word, is that you know the way of the Lord in the word. Is the way. The word should show you ways. If you learn the word and you didn't see way must be known to you. Is the unveiling of the way. The first thing, I will send my messenger. Before I will send my messenger, I will send the messenger of my way to you first. The way must be prepared before person. They will not send covenant.
They will not send testimony. They will not come to teach you covenant testimony and come and teach you person. To know the person, except you have learned their way. So, way is not easy. That's why to find the way of the world is not easy. To find the way of the world is not easy. So, you find it in the book of Psalm 25. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment. And the meek shall he teach his way. It is after that that he now said, the secret of the Lord belongs to them that fear him. And he will teach them, or you show them his covenant. 14. But the first thing is his way. When you are learning his way, you are learning his word. You are learning his wisdom. Train up a child in the way it should go. So what are you giving to a child? You are giving the child a wisdom first to make the child wise. You must not be an offender of the way so that they can forgive you. You must not be an offender of the way. Way must be made sure upon the heart and the mind of man. So Joker say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. To me, I am the way, me, I am wisdom. I am truth, me, I am power that will give you life. So every learning in the gospel has its way, which are way of wisdom, so that you can find life. Even nobody can find life if you have not worked enough on the way. Because what is keeping life is a secret. That's the reason why men cannot find it. Men can't find life. Ways of death are very broad. So to find way, it's a few be them that find him. In John chapter 4, 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be there that go in that way. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way. So there's a way which lead. You need to find way that lead, and you must walk in the way before you start lead. Few be that find it. So a man may know scripture, but he has not found the way of the word. And you cannot find the way of the world. You need a lot of being poor, being meek. That for so that you can be helped to find the word. You find the way of the word. You must be a man that likes to repent. If repentance is not a thing you have in your soul, you will not find the way of the word. So, when the word is coming to you, oftentimes everyone wants you to learn the way of grace. God wants you to learn the way of peace. You know, what you learn in Christ is called the way of peace. You learn the way of peace. A man may be learning the word, but he may not, the way of peace he may not know, which Paul quoted from Isaiah. From Isaiah 59, I think that should be from verse 5. He was describing about the children of Israel, their manner of life. I started from Eliab, give me from verse 1 of 59 of Isaiah. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shorting that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear, but your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, your finger with iniquity, your lips are spoken lies, your tongue are mortal perverseness. Nor call it for justice, nor any pleader for truth. Can you see? Truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They arched cockatrice eggs and weave the spider webs. He that eateth of their eggs died, and that which is crushed breaketh out unto viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. So what we're describing there from three down were our works. We are works. Works. Fruits. fruit that people are bearing forth. When you hear crocodile, those are prophetic signification. They are all works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the art of violence is in their ends. They are fear unto evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thought of iniquity, wasting, destruction are in their path. The way of peace to help this kind of a man, because it's in the way that they do works on you. Ways we produce works. To help this kind of category of men they are describing, men that are very, very sweet to speak evil of another. Men that are very, very quick to speak evil of authority and speak evil of dignity and speak evil of what they don't know. You may not be speaking evil of spiritual authority. You may not be speaking evil of ministers. You may be speaking, but you may not even be speaking evil of your brethren. But you can speak evil of what you don't understand and know. The way of peace they know not. There's no judgment in their going. They have made themselves crooked path. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. So they call wisdom of Christ. Wisdom of Christ will make you to find the way of peace. So, way of peace must be, it's a knowledge. When you say mind, it's a knowledge. When you are knowing, we have the knowledge of the word. The knowledge of the word of God is the knowing of the ways of God. The knowledge of the word of Christ is the knowledge of the way of peace. Why? You cannot commit covenant to a man that has not made peace with God. Because if you have not learned the way of peace, you will fight the laws of God. You will break the covenant of God because there's no peace in who you are. Your building is not the building of peace. Just when he sent for his disciple in Luke 10, so they said they should look for sons of peace. And he described sons of peace as them that welcome them into their own. Or when they go to a city, they should look for city that's a bit of peace. What is peace of peace? To have peace means you have learned righteousness. You are wise. Wisdom of God, which they make Christ wisdom, they make Christ what? Righteousness. Because we have things in us that does not mean, to be at peace does not mean that you don't come to church. To say you don't have way of peace in you does not mean. You know, you can be a child in a house. You can be a son in a house. But you don't all agree and stand for what your parents stand for. So, likewise, you can be a Christian, but you don't agree with everything Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Because righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You can't move into peace in the Holy Ghost if you have not learned righteousness of Holy Ghost. What seems right to Holy Ghost? Is that thing right to you? So, in Christ, they call righteousness the word of righteousness. Under Holy Ghost, according to Jude chapter 2, they call meek of the word, or they call word of life, which is the introduction that you start a carnal believer with. They call it the word of life. But if you have my kind of central reference Bible that they call formally moderately, they call it, if you have my own kind of Bible, formally in Jude chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad, each one of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you former rain moderately. If you have my own kinds of several reference, former rain moderately, we are called teacher of righteousness or teaching. Teacher. You need former rain moderately. When you have a former rain moderately, you will prepare, you will come and it's former rain moderately is about to. It's also to prepare you to be taught. They are former rain. They are called the teacher of righteousness. Where full former rain is righteousness of God. So when they make Christ to make unto us power and wisdom. And wisdom is wisdom, righteousness. Wisdom should lead to rightness. Because it should lead to rightness. See what is seeing me, what seems right in the eyes of Holy Ghost. A lot of Christians, they contend with Holy Ghost. Babes in Christ contend with Holy Ghost. They don't yield to Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost and Holy Ghost is a teacher. Holy Ghost is a mother that ought to raise them. You know, there are some children that when their mother is babies, when their mother is trying to give them, they fight things. It's what they want, they want. Likewise, it's also so. Babies, they are feeding them with breast milk. They keep crying. Even when they want to move them from breast milk, maybe after 6 months, to take baby food, they don't want it. They keep fighting. They are babies. So. Because sometimes the way of what they adopt, the way of their taste bud is used. Most of the works of the flesh that they want to heal a man, why they gave us Holy Ghost to deal with our fitness of the flesh, which are some of them are ways of habit, ways of character and conduct, behavior that we have learned. To get rid of those ways from us require Holy Ghost insisting on your way. Sometimes you have your way where you do things. When Holy Ghost is going to teach you the word of life is the word or people of the way. What apostle thought was the word of this life? He said, go into the word broad gate and go and preach the word of this life. And the word of this life that they taught caused people, when they began to apply the word to them, what the word show is that the word should lead to life, the word of this life. They call it in Acts chapter 2, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. But the word of this life is the wisdom of this life. And the wisdom of the which we saw it in the word, in the seven, when they said they were full of the Holy Ghost and full of faith. And if the word of life, that faith there, big amen, faith there, which is grace, because by faith you assess grace where you stand, you find that grace is that you assess a way to stand. When you say you stand in faith, means you stand in the way. Your soul is no longer going to the way of destruction, the way of death, or you are no longer journeying on the way of in the your perdicious way. The way of men who are joining the perdicious way. We're supposed to be finding way. I'm talking to you that it is in the way. When a man is the way, you say a man has grace. Way have been entrenched in the soul. So, and oftentimes, to a carnal Christian, the first way they start addressing you, start dealing with you from things that are way in from your inside. Because change should be from inside out. But oftentimes, we want people to be accustomed to the way of our church before we allow them to have ways on their inside. Sometimes, the way people want to behave in church, we are quick to change them. They want to change the way they dress, the way they do their hair, the way they talk. But without changing the ways in their heart and the ways in their mind. That's the first thing. That's why they allow Holy Ghost to dwell in us. Holy Ghost will start correcting ways on the inside. Holy Ghost will correct you sometime the way you see, when you become born again, the way you see other saints, the way you see other people that are not in your church, the way you see other people that does not pray the way you pray, the way you see other people that does not do evangelism the way they do evangelism, the way you see other people that does not believe, they confess the word you confess. No different thing. We can come to church and still, sometimes you can even be this the way our church does things. And any other church is not doing the thing the way. That thing, as small as those things are, you say it as small, but they are still fleshly detection. So when you come into the knowledge of the word, who shall he teach knowledge? Who shall make me to understand doctrine? When you are in the word, before you move into doctrine, the knowledge of the word will open you up. Amen? The knowledge of the word will open you up seriously to ways and begin to correct ways. Formerly, before you came to Christ, you can keep malice. When someone do something to you as a Christian, you say you're born again now, you can become cold towards them. But Holy Ghost will tell you, even when you see the person and you want to become cold, you go and greet the person. What they're trying to correct in you are your old ways. And what they're trying to correct is trying to begin to teach you the way of a man that has Holy Ghost on his inside. Because formerly, You have learned the way of the flesh. You have learned the way of this war. You have learned the way that leads to destruction, the way of death, the way you have kept way of death. So Holy Ghost started, no, yeah, go and greet him. But sometimes when those people, somebody tell you are so angry, after you become angry and you are cool, that they will tell you, say you forgive the person. They are trying to teach you a way. That's the knowledge of the world. The knowledge of the world should showcase, should reveal what? Knowledge of God's ways. A big amen. And don't fight when they are bringing the knowledge of God's way to your heart, or knowledge of the way of Christ, you are, or the knowledge of the way of Holy Ghost into your heart as a babe in Christ. Be quick, because in the way they will show sinners. Before, and when you acknowledge the way they're showing you to teach sinners in the way, when you are ready, you are going to move, you are going to become meek. The more they correct you as a sinner and you are there to those ways, you become meeker. So that they can come and teach you judgment of his way. They can come and guide you. So when you say a man has way, you are still be saying a man has building. Way are building. Ways are house. Ways are erected in the mind. Ways should be erected in the heart of a man. And you should graduate from learning way of Holy Ghost, so that you can learn spirit life very well. And move it to learn the way of Christ. Christ also have ways. The way of Christ is called the way of peace. Whereas, when you move into the Son, it's not the Father, they call it the way of the Lord. So they call the way of Christ, or with the gospel, or the word of Christ will teach you, called the way of peace. But when you get into what? When you get into the season of the word of God will teach you the word, which is the way of the Lord. Or they will call it the path of righteousness. So another word for the way of the Lord is they call it a path of righteousness. May you hear? That leaded me in the path of righteousness for the purpose of restoring the soul. So you can see the path of righteousness, or the way of righteousness, is for his name's sake. And his name's sake is rebuilding the heart with his faith, with his grace. Because his name's sake there is his faith. Because you cannot benefit from what is in his name without his faith. Which is what Acts of Apostles chapter 26 taught. Inheritance, remission of sin, money that are sanctified, by the faith that is in me. Inherit a man that is sanctified by the faith that is in me. That faith that is in me is the name that is in me. Because the name of the Lord is a tower. The name of the Lord is a building. Although the name of the Lord can also be a building, the name of the Lord can be a nature. And the name of the Lord can also be an inheritance. And sometimes the name of the Lord can also be a reward. When you do proper revelation, sometimes the names are our reward. So name we are inheritance. And sometimes name can be works. So when names are works, then they are ways. You're inside. So here, thou leadest me, thou restored my soul, thou leadest me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, when I walk the path of righteousness, I will inherit his name. So the name here is inheritance. So we should be a people that submit to the learning of the way. You have to submit if you're going to learn the way of the Lord, or learn the way of peace. When they want to teach you to live at peace with all men, and to be at peace with your brother, and to be at peace with God. Because nobody can be at peace with God when he still have hope of vanity. So can you see what to me to address vanity in the life of a man? To find the way into the court of the Lord. Because there's a way into the court of the Lord. And there's a way into the most holy. That's why you can find a way into the court of the Lord, but you are yet to participate in what is the court. Because there are articles in the court. But it's the way into the court of the Lord, which is the way of Christ. The way of Christ is the way into the court of the Lord. The way we teach you how to come out. When you read in the book of Isaiah, when it says come out, depart, Isaiah 52, 11, depart, depart, come ye out from ends. Depart, depart, come ye out from ends. So that's Isaiah 51. It's not before, after you have come out, then that's when depart, come ye out from ends, comma, touch not the unclean thing. That will go ye out of the midst of ah. You can't go out. You go out with the way from the way. So in the way, they will make you clean. Be ye clean. Uncleanness is a way in the soul. There's the way of unclean. You find it. The way of the unclean. Because in the way, you remember, in the way you can gather dust. When you walk in the way, when you are walking on the way, you can gather dust. You can gather uncleanness. So when you hear the way, you are talking about all your uncleanness are ways that they address in Christ. Flesh, carnality, fitness of the flesh, habits are ways. Behaviors are ways that Holy Ghost want to correct. Most of those things that you do, because I'm just a little angry. Angers are ways in you. Unbeliefs are way. Even when the high priest addresses you, which is the sin of the word of God, addresses you, help you to take those who are ignorant. In Hebrew 5:2, who can have compassion on ignorance and on them that are out of the way? Isaiah 35, it says, an highway shall be there and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. An highway shall be there and a way, it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. Sometimes ways are errors in the heart. Where you don't have understanding, that you are foolish, you are ignorant, there are ways. When you say a man is foolish, it's a way. Like what Paul was correcting among Galatians, oh foolish Galatians, it was a way that should be with you. Oh foolish Galatians, what be with you? That you should not obey. You see, when you are in the way, when they are teaching you way, they are teaching you obedience. We usually sing one song. I choose the way of the law, for the way of the law is the way of wisdom. So when you are learning way, you are learning wisdom. The way of the law is the way of obedience. The way of the law is the way. It's those ways. To obey. What be with you that you should not obey the truth? Look at it. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been effectively set forth, crucified among you. This only will I learn of you. Receive you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. So when a man has faith in his heart, faith is a way. Faith is a way. Hope is also a way. Even charity is also a way. He said, I show you more excellent way. But it's just like it's a more than the way. It's not just because truth is also a way, but it's higher way. So we can see God can be teaching you a way of faith. You want to ask people something. There are a lot of brethren. Holy Ghost will tell you, don't talk to any brethren about it. God may want to teach you the way of contentment. God may want to teach you the way of believing him to bring it by himself. God may want to teach the way of let go and go and touch the people. That you're not the one telling people by yourself, I need this problem more. How can you help me? I want to plan for my wedding. How can you be of him? Where you are not looking to men. You see, you must learn this way. You can look up to God. God wants you to look up to him. God may want to teach you how to live with little. These are all ways in God. These are all ways in the Spirit. These are all the ways in the Father and the Son. These are all ways in Christ that we're supposed to graduate in learning them. And what? Oh, the way is what? Is what? I love the word. Just I call it another way. He said, for they have keep the way of knowledge. They can keep the way of knowledge. Knowledge is supposed to point you to the way. Who shall you teach knowledge? With me, who shall you teach the way of the word? There's the way of knowledge. The path of knowledge. So when God wants to teach a man way, in Acts of Apostles, chapter 34, and also Luke 11, he said, one, two lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. So use the word key of knowledge. You enter not in yourself. So where do you enter? You enter through a door, you enter through a way. Then that were entering, you in there. So what they call key of knowledge there is the way of knowledge. It's Isaiah chapter 40, 14. With whom took he counsel? Who instructed him? And taught him in the path of judgment, comma, and taught him knowledge. And show him the way of understanding. No, one thing the Lord will teach you, if you are going to have peace with God and peace with men, especially peace with men, if you have a way of understanding, you must be a person that you can understand people and understand their infirmities. When you are a man of understanding, you are a man of a way. You understand people. You understand how to live with people. Sometimes people, you tell them to do something, they won't do it. And they're expecting you to, for you to be angry with them, not to talk to them. But why you keep talking to them? Why you keep praying for them? Why you keep dealing with them with understanding? When you say you are deal with husband, deal with your wife with knowledge. You mean husband, deal with your wife with ways. I think husband, be a being of the way. You can live less as a man. When you feel that a man authority is, I'm the head of this house. Yes, then you say you think that masculinity is by harassing body. But ultimately, God wants you to be a man of the way. So in that 1 Peter 3:7, say, likewise, ye husband, dwell with them according to knowledge. That knowledge is way. Look at what was interpreted as knowledge. Giving honor unto the wife. That's the way. As unto weaker vessel. As being heir together. Grace, can you see? When you follow way, you will end up as grace. Find grace. When he said, let the heart be established with grace, mean let the heart be established with ways. Let your heart be established with grace, mean let your heart be established with ways. Grace are ways. As I read for us in Isaiah 35, I saw Exodus 33. Verse 13, 14, 15. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have find grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. Because after you say you have grace, what grace you command there is way, that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. For wherein shall I know, for wherein shall it be known, for wherein shall it be known here, verse 16, that I and thy people have find grace in thy sight, is it not in that thy go with us? So shall we be separate. So you can never be separate. You see, maybe you used to be a drunk and you go to club to go and drink, or you go to club to go and dance. You can stop having girlfriend, which you should do as a Christian when you come back again. But the way, that way of that may not be addressed in you. While you are not, you can be separate physically, but you're not separate on your inside. God would rather want to say, come out from Monday and be separate. Where we separate you. That's how they separate your heart from death. That's how they separate us from corruption. Is that they took us to the way of knowledge, to the way of the word, to the way of faith. through the way of hope. They led us through way and expire things out of us. Evil will not bring you into the scene of power called coming to covenants. The children of Israel, they went through the way of the wilderness. And the way of the wilderness, there were three wilderness they went through, which are the three compartments in Christ: faith, hope, and charity. Look at Deuteronomy 8:22. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee for these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, and to know what is in thy heart, whether thou wilt keep his commandments or not. God will not way. Another word for ways is commandments that God is giving you. God will use way to prove you. God will use way to humble you. God will use way to show you what is in your heart. I want you to give me those three ways. So God is going to make way in the wilderness. Wilderness is Christ. Why is wilderness? Wilderness is where they want to get rid of everything that flesh, sin, and death have taught you. When you are learning Christ, when you start as a baby in Christ into a child and into a man, and you become a new man in Christ. So there's a wilderness of sin. But also there's a wilderness of sin. S-I-N. Exodus 19:1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai. So the Sinai, the Zin. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin. That Sin, some verses call it Zin. Z-I-N, Abi. Way between Elim and Sinai on the 15th day of the second month after the departing out of the land of Egypt. And in 19, they called out. They said they came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. In the third month, they called it the second month. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai. This is Sinai. And Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went unto the wilderness of Shur. And there they were. They went 3 days' journey in the wilderness and find no water. That's 15. 15 what? 22. So when they crossed the Red Sea, they went and entered into the wilderness of what? Shur. And they went 3 days' journey in the wilderness with and find no water. There in chapter 16, which now, second month. And they journeyed their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came, that's 16:1, into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Jordan, on the 15th day of the second month after the departing out of the land of Egypt. So this is the second month. So they came into the wilderness of what? Wilderness of Zin or Sin. Then 16. And they took their journey from Elim and all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after departing. This is 16:1. Then give me 19. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai. So you see wilderness. Three wilderness, which are three compartments in Christ: faith, hope, and charity. Because it's in Sinai that they gave them the law, which is primarily charity. The law that we used to use to live amidst themselves, and the law you're going to use to what? To find God. Because there's a law they use to find God, which are the first five, which is Exodus 20. Then another last five is the law of neighborhood. Thank you, Spirit God. Holy Ghost just cooking something with my scripture mind. Say, we have known the way of thy power. We must submit ourselves to knowledge. What knowledge will open you to will be way. When you are training up a child in the way she should go, you are giving that guy knowledge, wisdom, understanding. So wisdom, knowledge, wisdom, understanding are ways in the child. So we find that in Romans chapter 11:3. Oh, death of the rich of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways. So you can see that what wisdom, knowledge of God, what wisdom and knowledge of Christ, will give to you. He will give you judgments. And if he give his judgment, he will give you his ways. So when you stay enough with knowledge, when you are learning the knowledge of Christ, you are gathering, first of all, you are gathering ways. And from where you move into judgment. You learn way and you gain. When you walk in the way, they teach you that you move into judgment. Maybe you get me? Because judgment is a conclusion that you're going to arrive by walking in the way. What you find the way, you'll find what is right, righteousness of the way. And you are making you wiser. You are gaining understanding. Then by the time you arrive at a matter, you can judge a matter wisely. You can approve a matter easily. Because of different ways you have acquired your inside. A big amen. So they call it way of understanding. They call it way of judgment. You must have acquired ways before you can find judgments. They say, how unsearchable are his ways? How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways? So, are past finding out. So, please, let's submit to the knowledge. Let's submit to wisdom, learning of knowledge. Let's submit either the knowledge of what? Either the knowledge of Christ or the knowledge of the Son of God or the knowledge of God. You know, Colossians call it the knowledge of God. Ephesians call it the knowledge of the Son of God. Colossians 2:2 call it knowledge also. Knowledge should impart ways on your insight. An impartation of knowledge to you is the impartation of wisdom and understanding. You are wiser. You have understanding. You have building. Understanding, wisdom, knowledge is a building. You are being built up in your soul. You are being raised up in your soul. You are no longer stinking, sinning, living like Myanmar. Those are training they want to take you through. Those are learning they want you to learn. And submit yourself to those learnings. They spoke about the ways of Cain. Cain perpetrate his way. Cain perpetrate his way before he became the wicked one that can kill his brother. But what Cain had that God was trying to take away from Cain was his ways. All the rebuke of God was God knew there's a way inside of him. And that way is the way that sin enter into. Cain was busy under God's presence. He was creating ways. He was not allowing the training of his father, of his parent, and the presence of the Lord was training him to culture that. Please, I'm begging us that let's submit to knowledge. Let's submit to wisdom. When wisdom is instructing you, when understanding is coming to your heart, submit to those things that understanding is showing you. Partner with God. Allow Holy Ghost to allow you to practice ways of the world, way of knowledge. Don't let them show you a way. Don't let understanding of how to live come to you and you refuse it. Please, I beg you. A man that will not learn the way of knowledge, the way of wisdom, the way of faith, the way of grace, will not have authority and power in his life. You don't know what it means to have power. You don't know what it means to have authority. And it's a pity that you don't come into authority and power at the same time. You first of all learn ways. Before a man can say he has authority, he must have moved into a word of power. Authority is the last thing. Authority is a person. They asked him, by what authority do you do these things? They came to Jesus Christ. His disciples know, said, for this man, speak as he that have authority. Jesus Christ was very bold that the Father has given authority to execute judgment. When a man moves into a realm of authority, a man has moved into a place of persons. Authority, when you say, this man is an authority. You mean, he has been authorized by God. He's a person. A man with authority is a man with a seal of a person. He's not just a man with covenant. It's good to be a man of covenant too. When you're a man of covenant, they can give you secret to keep for God. You have access to secret things. Things that men cannot easily find. But to move a soul to become a being of power, it shows that God sees in you. You are submitting to Him. Because if you have not learned ways which you're building, you can't come and learn God's laws. Because the places of covenant with God is not a place. It's a gather my saints together. Gather my saints together. Can you see, to be a saint, before you can be a saint, you must have gone through sanctification. And you can't be sanctified without faith. Because you also are sanctified by the faith. And the faith is word. So to gather sin together, it means you are gathering men that word have raised. What makes to be a saint? Either a saint of the meek of the word, or a saint in Christ, or a saint in the things of the Father and the Son. Because there are different kinds of saints. Saints in light, which are from Christ. Because word of God have done something in you. That's why you can love all the saints. Not every man that can love all the saints. Before a man can love all the saints, faith in Lord Jesus Christ will work upon him. And faith in Lord Jesus Christ is introducing you to a man of way of the Holy Ghost. So you can love all the saints. Loving all the saints is a way to love other saints that don't like you. You are not like Jewish women that deny their widows, Hebrew women that deny Christian. And Christian women started murmuring. Even those Christian women are also murmuring. That is also another way, wrong way inside of them. Murmuring is complaining. Murmuring is both the Hebrew women and the Christian women, they are all wrong. Both of them are still babies. They are there to help them raise them out of their ways and begin to teach them the way of the Spirit, the way of love for all the saints. So, for there to say, saint, gather together my saint. Can you see? Gather together my saint. Those, these saints are, they are first of all saying, those that are make a covenant with me by sacrifice. You are going to have to learn sacrifices. You are going to sacrifice your own ways. Many times, why you are not able to live peaceably with your wife, with your husband, why you can't live peaceably with brethren? Because way of peace is Christ. It's because there are still ways inside of you. You want things to be done your way. My way or no? Husband, I want things to be done. Wife to do things, always do things in their own way. They won't have peace in that house. But that woman will start complaining. There will be a lot of fighting. Brethren that always want things to be done their own way, they will never come to place of will never come to place where they can agree with their brother and can two work together and say they agree. And you need agreement, which is a peace, before you can make covenants. And without agreement, you can't come in covenant, you can't come into life, which is testimony. And you need the abundance of life for you to become a person or for you to have authority. These are the two learnings of the gospel. Learning wisdom, learning power. Learning word, learning spirit. Or, like I started today, your Christ was full of grace and truth and life. Truth is power. Truth of Christ is the power of godliness. Say some people, they are form of godliness, but they are denying the truth. You use your power some places in testimony, you call it power. Having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From Saul, turn away. Ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You can be learning the word, but graduate into truth. To graduate to the knowledge of the truth. So there's a knowledge of the word. There's a knowledge of truth. When you move into the knowledge of the truth, you are moving to the knowledge of power and authority. knowledge of life. Truth start with laws. Yes, then covenant is also truth. So you know that. My covenant with Levi. Eh? My covenant with Levi. My covenant was with Levi of life and peace. I gave them to him for the fear wherein he has feared me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth. So we know that what made up the covenant of life and peace was the law of truth. So you can't. So you need the law of truth. Truth start with law that will clamber into covenants. And also you move into the testimony, which is also truth, because testimony is also truth. You have a life that is truth life. A man can have truth as a law. You can have truth as a covenant. You can have truth as a testimony, which is a life. And you can have truth as a person. So truth can be a law to you. Also, they are all power. So you can have truth as a law. The law of truth. Sanctify them by thy truth, for your word is truth. Though sanctifying there is a law. But it's also a word. Sanctify by thy truth, for thy word is truth. Then you can have truth as a covenant. When truth is a covenant, that means truth has bind you are being truth are bind you up. Or truth are bind you. Truth has been able to bind God's ways into your journey into life. Which is testimony. And you can have testimony of truth. When you find John 3, and all epistles of John, you say, our testimony is truth. So what John was sometimes, John will refer to commandments, laws, or as truth. John will refer to some of them as what? As covenants. And John will refer to them as his testimony. And John will refer to truth sometimes as person. He will be talking to you in the Gospel of John and Epistle of John. He'll be talking to you that for truth that is in them. So sometimes when you use it, he's talking at truth either as a law or as a covenant. But when you use it as him, he's talking about the person of truth. So truth can be it. Truth can be this. Truth can be that. Those are things. Either truth as a law or truth as a covenant or truth as a testimony is a life in you. But when you say truth as him, because John can say, I am the way, I am the truth. When he says, I am, it's a person. He's not talking about truth. But the book, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 says, as the truth is in Jesus Christ. So, truth in Jesus Christ there is as a law. Truth in Jesus Christ there is as a covenant. Truth in Jesus Christ is as a testimony, which is a life. So when I say truth is in Jesus, it's a life. But it's different from John 14 says, I am the way, I am the truth. He's not just talking about the life I am in me. So he doesn't say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. That life is also his truth that I am. Because Jesus is full of grace and truth. I mean, he has grace as a word, he has grace as a building. And he has truth as a law inside. He has truth as a covenant. He has truth as a testimony. And has truth as his person. That means this one is a truth. This is a truth. This is a truth. Truth is a person. So truth may not be here, become a person in you. When truth is not a person in you, but you can be living a life that is truth. The life that is propelling you, what you are living now is a truth life. But truth may be a life you are living and say, I rejoice greatly. When I see your children walking in truth, to them there, walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. So yeah, truth is like a law to them. Later you tell him, you tell in verse 3, say, for the truth that dwelleth in you. The led lady into the led lady and her children. When I love in truth, I love in truth. Who is this John? I love in truth. This is the life. Before when you move into love in truth, it's alive to you. I love in truth. And not only I, but also all they that have known the truth. So the truth here is a person. They know the truth. For the truth's sake, we dwell in us. So truth here is both a law. Truth here is a covenant. Truth is a light that is in them. Because the life of a sin is in the blood. And shall be with us forever. Does this sign like Holy Ghost which shall be in you? This is a person. Spirit of truth shall be in you. And shall be in us forever. Grace be unto you. Peace. Grace be with you. Peace. And peace. From God the Father and from the Lord your Christ. The Son of God in truth and love. So all these things are just talking about the word of power. The word. Not W-O-R-D. Word, W-O-R-L-D, the war, or the aspect of power of God. That you must understand that these two aspects of the gospel, my gospel do not come to you in word only, but also in power, in much assurance, and much confidence. Then, in 1 Corinthians, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. It's not in word, but in power. It's in word, and it's in power. Or in word, and in spirit, or in the Holy Ghost. So in power there, because you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. So in Thessalonians, for the gospel sounded forth. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, Thessalonians 1:5, but also in power, in the Holy Ghost, in much assurance. So the gospel has two sides to it. It's a coin with two sides. The aspect of the word, which is wisdom, which bring forth faith and conclude as well as grace, which is a building you. He builds you up, he raises you up. Then you move into the aspect of the gospel, which is power or spirit, and then which is truth, which is responsible as a law. You can know truth as a law. You can know truth. Truth in your mouth can be a law. Truth in your heart can be a covenant. Truth in you can be a life that you're living. And truth can be a person that is dwelling in you. So when truth becomes a person in you, then you have authority. You have authority. Authority of life. You have life, but you have authority of life. Because the authority of life is a person. But you can have life, but don't have authority of life, that person. That person come to witness to that life. That because you have my life in you, then I'm here. Like what Jacob was teaching John chapter 14. I am the way and the truth, I am the life. But eventually, he said, I will come and manifest myself to you. Then I say, I am my Father, we will come and make our abode in you. It was a journey. I and the Father will come and make abode in you. That means, the way the truth, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except by me. Then, both him, the way, the truth, and the life is in you. Then, I am my Father, will come and make abode in you. They have authority of the life that you have as a testimony in you. They ain't coming to you. He ain't coming to manifest himself to you. It's an authority. When he and the Father come around, that's a greater authority. A big amen. I hope you have been blessed today. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. See you next time again next week. Shalom.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeo Senior Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.